Sweetwater, South Florida's only entrepreneurs station.
I'm starting a new company, and the fish will come with me.
880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your introduction every week. We have got a tremendous show for you today. I want to thank everybody for showing in. We've got our friends from Veritas Farms. We're going to talk about CBD, truth and myth. The most important thing we'll talk about today is make sure you get your CBD from a bona fide group that tracks it and make sure you're getting what you pay for. We're also going to have we're going to talk about property taxes. That's right. You'll get information on how to save money today from my good friend Steve Trapea. So make sure you stick with us. We've got a great show for you today. And, of course, it's all headed up by Wanda Miles. And it's yours, Wanda. Yeah, first of all, I want to wish a happy birthday to my good friend Larry Zinn. Hey, Larry, happy birthday and happy birthday to you.
Yay!
You already got your early gift, a beautiful child, and your beautiful wife, Courtney. That's right. And hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. That's right, up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in Key West, they've got Jeep and all kinds of other great nameplates, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, those exceptional cars. That's right. What does that mean? Well, the Warren Henry Advantage, well, that means that you get complimentary service loaner to dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and a 72-hour exchange. That's right. You can buy your car, return it for 3 days. Don't think you're going to do that, though. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Well, authority always wins. It's Thursday.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got a great idea.
Listen up.
Let's put on a show.
That is a good idea.
No,
that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
What kind of a show?
Super sexy cool.
What kind of show you think I'm doing here?
Have you ever met in person?
You look a lot better when you can't tell what you look like.
Have you ever seen my show?
You're on radio and not on television.
They got faces for radio.
And now for a little radio.
Here we go.
It's showtime.
On 880, The Biz.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Love and kindness. Love and kindness. Isn't that what we pitch on this show, Wanda?
Amen, brother.
Okay. Hey, love and kindness. You want to do a real estate deal? Words you haven't heard for... Words you haven't heard in the real estate deal is love and kindness. But hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300 and I can help. You go, love and kindness? Are you kidding me? I had a friend of mine who's an attorney. Haven't talked to him about 7 years. Been through the mill. He called me up today on a deal I worked on 10 years ago. He said, Jim, so-and-so is passing away. He's got cancer, got a lot of time to live. I go, well, what can I do to help? He goes, what you can do to help is you can help me get a hard money loan. So I did. I helped him get a hard money loan. But they said, hey, what we really need is it'd be even better if we could sell it. So what did I do? I got it sold in under 2 weeks for the number that they wanted so that the guy can have peace. So that's right. That's another family that I helped. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're back, and we are back with somebody that I've been trying to get on the show for quite some time. He's Derek Thomas. That's right, that Derek Thomas, not the other Derek Thomas. He's the Vice President of Business Development for Veritas Farms, and we're going to discuss the full spectrum hemp products that they have, grower, producer, perspective. That's him. We're going to talk about CBD and the retailer space, sustainable farming practices. You know, agriculture is important in our family. And oh, so much more. Welcome to the show, Derek.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
Hey, so listen, Veritas Farms, people think that, you know, CBD farming, oh, I'm going to get right into it. My favorite's the guy who came up to me the other day and said, hey, I've been CBD farming for hemp farming for years, and now it's legal. I said, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. So, Derek, make sure we speak into the mic and tell me a little bit about Veritas and their position in the marketplace.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having us. We're really excited to be here. We got started in 2015 down in the Great Plains of Colorado, just outside of Pueblo, Colorado. We purchased a 140-acre plot of land, and we literally built our hemp farm from the ground up. So pretty rare in this industry. A lot of the companies out there, you know, they're going to those 20,000-acre commercial farms. Sometimes they're sourcing their products from Europe. Sometimes they have to go even to Southeast Asia, China, to get their CBD supply. We're fully vertically integrated. So that was the big first step that we took. We literally built the farm from the ground up. I'm talking plumbing, wells, infrastructure, electricity, buildings. So we grow, we extract, and we manufacture all of our full spectrum hemp oil products right there on the farm.
Now, let me ask you this. Are your products organic? Do you use certain chemicals, pesticides, fertilizer? How do you maintain the quality and purity of your product?
Yeah, it's a great question. The organic certification in the hemp industry is really challenging right now because it's such a new category. It actually, you only just became able to get certified organic hemp. However, at Veritas Farms, we use no pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. We do what's called integrated pest management, IPM. So you can think of ladybugs and chickens and spice bombs instead of, you know, Monsanto's Roundup and all these other terrible chemicals. So we pride ourselves on being super clean and very cautious about the ingredients we use.
Well, let's talk about that now, because there's, I think, two types of CBD out there. There's what I call the moonshine CBD that most people get at their yoga store or head shop. And then there's the medicinal quality CBD that helps my wife and I maintain our physiology. And it's a truly useful food additive. Tell me the difference.
Spot on. We like to call them trunk slammers, but you like to call them moonshiners. Same
trunk
thing.
Trunk slammer, what do you mean? Because they sell it out of the back of their car.
Because they sell it out of the back of their trunk. Sometimes they make it in their trunk. It's that bad.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
You know, I saw this thing on Dr. Oz where he went across the country and he tested. He found methanol, ethanol,
yes.
Real THC,
yes.
All kinds of stuff. And yeah, that kills somebody.
It does, yeah. We've seen some really weird stuff in products. Everything from Viagra to some types of codeines to synthetic cannabinoids. It's a mess. So it's a huge issue in the industry. And really, until the FDA comes down and gives some clear guidance, it's probably going to remain an issue. So it's really important for your viewers to know who they're buying from and what they're looking for.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the product and the way you deliver it to the consumer. Now, you grow the product. I guess you buy the seeds. They're customized seeds that you guys have a seed thing and you keep track of it.
So we actually grow from clones. So it's a little bit different of a process. But what we do is we have our mother plants that we grow generation to generation. And we clip the little trimmings off every time it's time to go to harvest. We incubate those little trimmings and then we put them out in the field. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And
really cool.
What that does is that ensures genetic consistency from generation to generation. So we don't have any mutations. We can maintain all those beautiful cannabinoid ratios that we're really proud of.
Now, the containers that you use, you know, some of these things, the trunk slammers, the moonshiners, whatever you want to call them, they sell them in plastic. Why would that be bad?
Well, of course, we know, especially when plastics get hot, they leach, and they leach into the salves or the tinctures that you're using. And what a lot of people don't realize is the hemp plant and all of its properties are actually bioaccumulators. So they bioaccumulate any type of other compound that they come in contact with. So you actually see an example of this at Fukushima, where they're using hemp plants to remove radioactive isotopes out of the soil. Same thing in Ukraine. They're doing it in Ukraine. They use it in heavy metal spills and things like that. So it's just another reason why the company you're purchasing your products from has to be clean across the board and well-intentioned across the board.
Let's talk about well-intentioned. What is your corporate philosophy on the way that it interfaces with the customer base? Because they're coming to you for health and wellness.
Yes. Yeah.
That's very important. That's a very big responsibility.
It is. And, you know, that's why we chose the name Veritas Farms. Veritas, of course, means truth in Latin. So obviously, you know, our big goal is to really provide consumers with a product that they can trust. But the other goal, which I would say is just as big, is to tell the truth and to offer a transparent story that people can gravitate towards. If you end up buying from us, that's great. But as long as you're going out in the market and now you know what you should be looking for, we're happy with that too. We just want people to have good access to good products.
Now, we talk about CBD and we talk about the hemp plant and then we talk about full spectrum of cannabinoids.
Yes.
Can you please be more specific, because there's people out there that think you're just speaking Greek.
Right. Why don't we start at the very beginning, right?
Why don't we? We've got some time. Go ahead.
So let's start with cannabis. We have cannabis, right? Cannabis sativa. That's the umbrella plant that we're all talking about. So then it goes down into almost two subspecies, I guess you could think of it. You have hemp and you have marijuana. They're both types of cannabis, but they're both different in and of themselves.
Now, isn't it like the difference is just being male and female on the plant?
That's a common mistake. There are genetic differences, there are gender differences, there are chemical differences, but the main difference in the USDA and the federal government's eyes is that marijuana is very high in THC. And hemp is very low in THC. Marijuana is very low in all these other beneficial cannabinoids. Hemp is very high in all these other beneficial cannabinoids. So that's really what the difference comes down to, is that you can go into a greenhouse of a marijuana grow, you can smoke it, and you can get funky, and you can get stoned. You can go into a greenhouse of an industrial hemp grow, like one of ours, and it looks like some of the best marijuana you've ever seen. But you smoke it and you don't have those psychoactive effects.
But that's a good thing, because the people that are looking for the wellness part are very concerned about accidentally having the psychoactive effect. And I also got to believe that it drives the way that you grow this, because you can't grow it next to THC-laced marijuana. There's got to be all kinds of safeties that you have to do.
Yeah, that cross-pollination can actually decimate an industrial hemp crop, because the next thing you know, your THC levels are too high. And we are tested by the Colorado Department of Agriculture. They will actually come out and do a spot check of any one of our plants. And if any one of them is over, they will cut that plant down and burn it. So we're very cautious about the way we grow. We're constantly testing multiple levels of the supply chain.
Now, let's talk about the supply chain and the general supply. I've heard, for instance, that in a state like Oregon, there's an enormous backlog of supply that could leach out. We talk about the fact that you go and not you, but others go to China or to Mexico to get their product. I've heard that it's such a short supply in Colorado that it's actually coming from Mexico. Could you speak on that topic a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have a very, very big market in the United States. A lot of people have really gravitated towards these products. The Brightfield Group suggests it could be as high as $20 billion by 2020 in terms of volume. And of course, the United States just doesn't have that acreage developed to sustain that kind of demand.
Or the supply chain.
Or the supply chain. You're exactly right. The processing, the extracting, all of that. So what you have are some companies who aren't fortunate enough to have their own facilities and their own farms. They'll have to look to Mexico or South America. Sometimes they'll look to Eastern Europe, and sometimes they'll look as far away as Southeast Asia and China. And again, the key thing is this plant is a bioaccumulator. So it will take any nasty stuff that's in the soil into the plant, and that's going to follow that plant all the way through that product life cycle. So when you're buying these products that come from Eastern Europe or Southeast Asia, a lot of times they're laced, they're full of heavy metals, of pesticides, of fungicides, herbicides, biocontaminants, sometimes molds and yeasts. So it's really important to work with a company that has a very transparent supply chain if they're not fully vertically integrated.
Hold on a second, because it's time for a break. We've got a lot more time that we're going to spend with Derek Thomas from Veritas Farms, and then we're going to have my good friend Steve Trepea talk about how you're going to save on your real estate taxes. But right now, Wanda's going to rock the house. All right, Wanda rocks the house. We're having a great time. We're talking with my friends from Veritas Farms, the top CBD folks here. We've got my good friend, there he is, my good friend Steve Trepea is here too. Steve, is that him? I love you guys. You guys got to come on more often. Hey, everybody, when you're looking
are
to buy
they,
your lease
are
a car.
Are they voguing?
They were voguing.
Okay.
They were voguing.
Watch us on Facebook. They're voguing.
They are voguing. They're fabulous. We're having a great time.
Okay.
We are having all kinds of fun. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar, Gainesville, Audi, Key West, all the great name brands. They're all what they have in common. They're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and the 72-hour exchange. That's all great stuff. So, join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Let's vote.
Labor Day weekend, a celebration for all the moms who went through labor.
Give me another big push. Give me another big push.
We know it wasn't easy.
What does labor feel like exactly?
So this weekend, tell your mom thanks.
One more big push. Push. One, two.
For all that labor.
One more push.
And tell her.
It's coming. One more push.
Happy Labor Day.
On 880, The Biz.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. And thank you to Asher and Ellie. I love the baby that they gave us, my beautiful grandson. Now, hey, everybody, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you think I can help you out. I've got private money. That means I can close fast. Just solved one person's problem. Last year, I closed over the 4th of July. This year, it'll be closing over Labor Day. Maybe I'll probably close before Labor Day. No, maybe over. Anyway, holiday doesn't matter. Give us a call at 305-773-6300. We'll help you finance your deal. Maybe you've got a client that's from overseas. Maybe you want to pull some equity out of the deal yourself. Call me at 305-773-6300, and I can help. One thing you should always know is when you do give me a call, when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are having a great show today. We're on with my new friend, Derek Thomas, and my old friend, Steve Trepea. Steve will be on in the second half of the hour. We're going to talk about how you can save money on your property tax bill. But right now we're talking about myth busting with the hemp experts, the CBD folks themselves. And, you know, Derek, how do I know that what I'm getting is good, solid, well-regarded CBD product?
It's a challenge right now to really know. And you really have to do a little bit of due diligence. The most critical thing that you can look for is a QR code on the product that will take you to what's called a COA, or a certificate of analysis. Now, there's a couple really critical things about that. First of all, you want to make sure that the COA is from a third-party independent lab. That lab should be licensed in whatever state it's operating in. It should have certain ISO certifications that speak to the quality of the lab. But more than that, you want to make sure that the COA itself not only lays out the cannabinoid profile and the terpene profile, but it needs to have a heavy metal analysis, a pesticide analysis, fungicides, herbicides, biocontaminants, residual solvents. You need to see all four of those panels on the test to really ensure that what you have is what they say it is.
You know, most people don't realize, they just think it's all clean, it's all fine. They don't realize that this is a farm product.
And the way to take that one step further, the most important thing about these COAs, and you'll hear a lot of companies will talk about COAs, but they'll leave out this last critical part. That COA needs to be correlated to a lot number or a batch number on the specific product that you're looking at. That's the only way you're going to know that that COA has anything to do with the product that's in your hand.
Are these typically people do fraud on this?
You know, it's unfortunate. Whenever you have a brand new category like this, you're going to have some people that are taking advantage of the opportunity and they're in it to make a quick buck. As you call them, the moonshiners, as we call them, the trunk slammers.
You know, it's really, really a problem with that. People really need to know what's going on. I wanted to get back to a little bit more about what you talk about with full spectrum. You know, I have a medical marijuana card. I have a really bad back. I have a lot of stress too, but you know, but it's really for my back. I walked into the doctor. I showed him my bag of opioids. He says, you need to get rid of those. Yeah. And thank God I have. You know, but there's so many things that CBD can do, and it's not just CBD. What else is there that comes from the hemp plant that's in that spectrum that you guys can help people tap into for wellness?
Yeah. So there's over 100 known cannabinoids, and there's constantly more kind of being discovered. This whole cannabinoid, endocannabinoid system, all the phytocannabinoids that are found in cannabis, it wasn't really discovered until the early 90s. So we're really just scratching the surface of what this plant can do. Obviously, you know, probably the most well-known cannabinoid is THC, of course. Now, you know, you could argue that CBD is equally as well-known, but there's tons of other beneficial properties to this plant. We're really interested in a couple right now. We're actually soon launching a new gummy that is going to be made with CBG isolate. CBG is a fascinating cannabinoid. It's actually considered the root cannabinoid, or the original cannabinoid from which all the others have kind of evolved out of. You also have CBN.
What does CBG do?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So, you know, CBG is very similar to CBD in that it's great for inflammation and pain. It's great for anxiety. It's kind of a mirror to the CBD molecule. So they have a lot of similar functions.
But it's like a baseline one, so it's a little bit easier for you to work with and to deploy as a wellness product?
Yeah, you could think of it like that. In essence, CBD and CBG will act synergistically within the body to kind of amplify the effects of each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's the way I use it. See, yes. I work with a group that I get my THC from, and I've learned how to use their product in a way that's, you know, not abusive. And I've also got CBD.
Yeah.
And what I do is I take the CBD and the THC together to get the
entourage effect. There it is.
What is that? Tell us about that.
Yeah, and the entourage effect was what I was just alluding to. So what you have is over 100 cannabinoids within cannabis. You also have terpenes, flavonoids, and some other cool stuff.
Touch
in
on
there
that.
Too.
What is that? Because you're talking Greek to a lot of people.
Sure. So, you know, the cannabinoids are these ones we keep talking about. THC, the one that gets you high, CBD. Then we talked about some other ones, CBG, CBN. We'll get into that. Now, the other really fascinating part of the cannabis plant are the terpenes. Terpenes can be found all over nature, you know, literally in everything from hibiscus and lavender to hops. They're all over nature. But cannabis has some really unique terpenes.
Is that sort of what I taste when they taste differently? It's a different terpene?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's, you know, lemon zest is a terpene. It's found all over the animal kingdom, but they have lots of different properties. One of the reasons why lavender helps people relax, you know, it's not just because it's a nice scent. Lavender triggers different chemicals in the brain that actually promote relaxation. So that's a good example of a terpene that can have a psychoactive effect.
You're just tremendous. You're so, you know, you really know this. It's just so great to have you on the show. Well,
it's great to have a platform to talk about this. And I think that you're actually more educated than I am. You're just letting me shine for a minute. So thank you. But so what we have is we have a large collection of terpenes found within cannabis, and they all have very similar effects, whether they're promoting things like relaxation or anti-inflammation and things like that. So, and again, with terpenes, we're even more so just scratching the surface than we are with the cannabinoids. But what you have, you know, within a full spectrum hemp oil, which in essence A full spectrum hemp oil can be thought of as an unadulterated extract of the cannabis plant. So what we do, the ratios, the profiles that come out of our cannabis plant, we don't alter them. It's literally the way Mother Nature kind of created it. So there's a lot of different terpenes. We have about 15 different terpenes in our plant, in our oil, and they all promote kind of different but similar benefits in the body. So everything from relaxation to anti-inflammation and very similar benefits to the CBD molecule.
Now, taking it one step further, we're talking about medical quality CBD oil, not pharmaceutical quality CBD oil. Mm-hmm. They're different.
Yes.
Do you think we're going to see pharmaceutical quality CBD nutraceuticals soon? What does that word even mean?
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting is the FDA hasn't really touched this area yet. However, they have approved one pharmaceutical drug called Epidiolex. A company called GW Pharmaceuticals, based out of London, manufactures Epidiolex, and it's been proven, it's been approved to treat childhood and some adult seizure disorders, epilepsy, a childhood seizure disorder called Dravet syndrome. So that is the first kind of entrance into the pharmaceutical world for CBD. Now, this is really important, and we were just alluding to this. Epidiolex is made from CBD isolate. So what they've done is they've isolated the CBD molecule by itself. They've suspended it in, I believe, sunflower oil is what Epidiolex uses. And that's what they use to treat seizure disorders. Now, the difference, again, between Epidiolex and a product like ours is that we are full-spectrum hemp oil. So we do have CBD, but it's not the isolated CBD molecule. It's the molecule as it came out of the plant with all of these other beneficial cannabinoids as well. So what we think will happen is you will continue to see some products like Epidiolex's hit the market through the pharmaceutical avenue. And they will be approved for specific ailments, specific disease states like seizure disorders. However, there will always be room in the marketplace for a nutraceutical or a supplement, and that will be your full spectrum hemp oil.
You know, that's really fascinating. So you go into this to the general dispensaries, and they have isolate of THC. And the person that's, we'll say, the uninitiated, they go in and they want that. They want it at the highest level. They get a one-dimensional play. If they work with an additional CBD component, it's so much different.
Yes.
Explain that to me a little.
Yeah. So essentially, our bodies have what's called an endocannabinoid system. So This was discovered in the early 90s by some Israeli researchers, and they were trying to understand how THC caused this high, this psychoactive effect, and they found what's called the endocannabinoid system, and it's an entirely new set of neurological pathways within the body. Originates in the brainstem, but found throughout the brain, as well as the spinal cord, but also in the skeletal system, in the nervous system, in the muscular system, and they are CB1 and CB2 neurological receptors.
Now, hold on a second. So that's sort of like when you're saying that somebody has like a medicine or a cancer drug or something, and they latch on, you know, you see the video on Nova and they latch on to each other. That's sort of what we're talking about here?
That's exactly what we're talking about. Yes. Okay. So these cannabinoids, whether they're endocannabinoids, because our body produces endocannabinoids.
Well, endocrine, you know, there's the endocrinologist.
Yes, exactly. And so it's kind of fascinating.
Whatever he does, I don't know what they do.
I recently learned this myself. The number one endocannabinoid is called anandamide. Now, your body is flush with anandamide after you get off the treadmill. And that's the chemical within the body that gives runners the runner's high. So as you can see, these endocannabinoids, they oftentimes give off the same effect as these phytocannabinoids. So endocannabinoids are cannabinoids that our body makes, the anandamide. Phytocannabinoids are cannabinoids that come from plants, phyto. Endo within the body, phyto from a plant. Phytocannabinoids, of course, are coming from cannabis.
Hold on, I have to write that down on
sure,
my hand.
Sure, no problem.
I was kidding.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for you to write.
No. That was like I'm cheating on the test because it's like a medical thing you're giving me. We only got like a minute left, so let's do this. Can you stay for some more, Steve? Would you mind if I talk to him a little
come
more?
On,
Steve doesn't
on,
mind, right?
On.
It's a great lead-in, isn't it, Steve?
I figured. No, Steve, you can participate.
Yeah, you know, Steve, you can
jump in.
Steve, talk. Say something. Steve, lean into the mic.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
We can hear you. We're giving you the business now, Steve.
I'll give you more. Excellent. I'm giving you some more juice. Go ahead, Steve.
Go, Steve. Go.
Here he is. Ooh.
There he is.
All right, we're going to be back. Steve is going to stick with us. Derek is going to give us a little more play. Because this is fascinating, Derek. We got to get you back on. High five to the team that brought you over here. Who's the person you work with there?
That is DeRay & Company out of Fort Lauderdale. They are an awesome PR firm. We've been with them for quite a while. We absolutely love them. DeRay and her dynamos. Thank you guys very much.
Great job, guys.
Thank you. They did a great job. And Steve's giving the thumbs up. And that means, Wanda, we're out of here for a little bit of selling some ads, and then we'll come right back.
When it's late in the evening, and the music's seeping through, thing I remember, I'm walking down the street, I'm feeling all right.
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends, your friends, everybody's buddies, Warren Henry. That's right. When you want, you have to check. Oh my gosh, I messed up. I'm going to start again. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. I didn't wear my glasses today, so what the problem is.
Is that what that is?
It is a problem.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah,
you should know it by heart. Really.
I do know it by heart, but I get mixed up because I look at the words.
You're looking at the boys.
If I did, they're having a great time.
You're distracting me.
They're not voguing, though. Hey, everybody, you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, Gainesville, Audi, the keys, everything. They're all exceptional cars, and what do they have in common? Well, they have the Warren Henry Advantage. That's complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and a 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Brought to you by all the guttural noises from last night's U.S. Open women's tennis match.
On 880, The Biz. 880, The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Good afternoon. We are crash-free along our expressways in both Broward and Miami-Dade. In Miami-Dade, we are seeing some congestion in those northbound lanes of I-95 between Northwest 79th Street and Northwest 103rd Street. Also seeing some stop-and-go traffic if you're traveling southbound along US 1 between Grand Avenue and Lejeune. Moving over to Broward County, we are seeing some slowdown. State Road 84 westbound between University Drive and Pine Island. I'm Deja Bickham with your South Florida traffic.
Oh my gosh, it's me. That's right. It's time for me to tell everybody that I'm in the real estate business. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you solve your problems. What do I specialize in? I specialize in helping families make their real estate deals. Wynwood Yard, Lombardi family. Deal up in Fort Lauderdale that I'm working on, another family. So if I can help your family execute its real estate plan. In fact, right on the way in today, I was talking to somebody. They were telling me they were going to do this, and I was saying, no, you're not. This is the way it should go. The father asked me to talk to the son, and that's what I did. So give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We are back with, I'm going to just say it, my new good friend, Derek Rogers. Not that Derek Rogers, the one that's the director of marketing for Veritas Farms.
Is there another Derek Rogers? Who?
I don't know. I just keep saying
Derek
that.
Thomas.
Yeah, it's Derek Thomas.
But there is another Derek Thomas.
No, it's Derek Thomas. Yeah. I said Rogers, but it's Thomas. And Derek Thomas was the big football player, yeah, and I brain right. cramped in the middle.
So we've got the Derek Rogers.
No, it's Derek Thomas.
Thomas.
We've got Derek Thomas.
Now I'm confused.
I'm confused. Anyway, we've got Derek from Veritas Farms here, and we're here also with Steve Trapea. Steve has got a real good question. Steve, what is it?
Well, I think that there's a lot of interest with the CBDs, and I think people are a little cautious to take it because they're afraid of failing a drug test. So can you speak a little bit about that and how that plays into how you derive your products?
Yeah, you know, we have so many challenges in the industry. Banking, FDA regulations, challenges in marketing, challenges with companies who are out there, you know, putting bad product out. We're entrepreneurs. We'll figure that out. This, what you just alluded to, Steve, is, in my opinion, the most heartbreaking thing about what we do. Because, you know, you have patients and people out there who deserve access to this plant, and they can't get it because of arcane laws, you know, that whether it's the private organization or they work for a municipality or state, or even the military just came out and said that this is a huge no-no. It's a ban. It can get you kicked out of the military. So it's a huge issue. And you're right. So there is a small chance that if you take full spectrum hemp oil, you will fail a drug test. The very important thing to note here, Jim, for your listeners, is that you can take a CBD isolate product. So our products, full spectrum hemp oil, have 0.3% or less THC. Nowhere near enough to get you high. But there is a very, very small chance that you could fail a drug test. Now, very important here, you can find products that are CBD isolate, meaning they are THC free. You can still fail a drug test by taking a CBD isolate product. So the best thing that anyone who has this concern can do is to talk to their employer and have an open dialogue, whether it's with human resources or their manager. But what you have are these organizations, these companies, they will test for multiple cannabinoids within the body, not just THC. So it's a very big concern. It's something that needs to be handled appropriately, you know, as soon as possible so patients can access the plant. But yeah, as of right now, it definitely should be a concern for anyone who does get drug tested.
Let's talk about another concern for people that are using the plant, and that's the level of purity and the delivery methodology that they use. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but people tune in and out, so I wanted to go back into it. You know, there's the hemp oil that you get from the yoga studio and the hemp oil that you get from a pharmacy or from a medical circumstance. Where is your hemp oil available?
So that's something that we are really proud of. So we have put a lot of effort into our due diligence, into our transparency, into our quality control, into our manufacturing processes. And that's why a lot of the national chain retailers have started selling Veritas Farms. So you can find Veritas Farms in select markets, of course, where the state has favorable legalization or legislative framework. But you can find us in CVS. You can find us at Bed Bath & Beyond. Actually, we're at Bed Bath & Beyond in a lot of the Florida locations. CVS, Bed Bath & Beyond, Rite Aid. You can also find us at Kroger and all of the Kroger banners. So Kroger, Fred Meyer's, Smith's, Ralph's, almost 2,000 Kroger stores across the country. And that really speaks to, you know, the quality of Veritas Farms, because these retailers have so many more resources to do due diligence than, like you said, a yoga studio or a smoke shop.
And do you only have one product? What's your product line look like?
So we have our core portfolio, which is tinctures, lotions, capsules, salves. We make a gummy. We have a lip balm. So we kind of have the range of ingestibles and also the range of topicals. Now, coming soon, we're going to have a women's cosmetic line, a facial regimen. We're looking at producing a full line of pet products, and we're going to keep coming out with pretty more exciting things after that as well.
So I'm really intrigued here since I have a wife.
Yeah.
So what is the benefits of CBD in makeup?
So we're actually not putting it in makeup, but there are companies that are doing that.
Well, then what are you using? So is it like a lotion?
Yeah, so we're making a
restorative thing?
A hyaluronic moisturizing day cream. We're making a cucumber extract eye cream, a rejuvenating night cream.
So I can get samples, right?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. And we'll have some for your wife as well.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
but topically, you know, these things are great for inflammation. So if you have any type of blemishes. So, for example, I'm going to give a personal anecdote here. I suffer from seborrheic dermatitis.
So what?
Seborrheic dermatitis.
Okay.
Similar to like eczema or rosacea. So occasionally, I'll get these terrible outbreaks right under my nose, all the way around my lips.
Oh, sure. You must have loved that in high school, right?
Yeah, it was fantastic, yes. But, you know, it get red and flaky and itchy and, you know, kind of looks like I'm a leper or something. Throughout my life, I was prescribed ketoconazole and these steroid creams. And I use our full spectrum hemp oil moisturizing lotion on it, and it has worked better than any of those prescription medications that I've ever gotten.
So if a woman has rosacea, this could help.
We certainly don't have the FDA approval to make that claim. But what I would say is that it's worth a shot.
Oh, it's always something that's worth. Steve, you have another question, man? Lean in, you got to talk here.
Well, yeah. So when you put something on your face like that, you know, a lotion or whatever the application is it going to, you know, you talk about the chemical effects that the CBD has. Can it remove toxins from that area? Like, you know, you talk about the sponge-like quality. Mm-hmm. Is it applicable in that format as well?
I think that that is a question that is to be determined. We're not there science-wise yet. I think that it's possible. I think that that product might have to be something more of like a scrub or a wash, something that you would wash off after you have that exfoliation process.
Yeah, or maybe they would lie it on there and it would do this, you know?
Something like a mask.
Yeah, maybe. A mask. Mm-hmm. Listen to us. Honey, please call in and give us advice. We don't know. We got three men talking about facial creams here.
Don't
All
ask
right.
me.
Well, I forgot about you, Wanda.
Thanks. But no, I don't know.
What about wrinkles?
Yes. No, not yet. Yeah. Black don't crack. That's
no, I mean you specifically.
How about us white guys, Wanda?
Yeah, you got some time. Stay out of the sun, guys.
I'm cracking.
So does it help with the wrinkles and stuff like that?
I think that's another to be determined. The exciting thing about the face line that we're coming out with is that it's tons of other ingredients that help with wrinkles. So collagen, peptides, hyaluronic acid.
So this could like enhance the effectiveness of the, it could be like a...
catalyst.
Yeah, I was looking for that word. You're such a scientist.
Yeah, I know.
You're a 9, it'll make you a 10.
But how about me? I'm an 11.
No, I was talking about you. Yeah.
All right, listen, we only have like another couple minutes here. So I want to go back to what we talked about on the front end, because, you know, this time of the show, we got probably a lot of people didn't hear the front end. I want to talk about what makes Veritas Farms different than other CBD providers, like the ones you would find on the store in the head shop where they're giving you plastic in the bottle and all that other stuff. You give glass, you give, you know, Kevlar, that kind of stuff. It's a pure glass driving thing, so you're not getting all the leaching. But what about what's inside? How do I know what's inside is good stuff?
The most important thing is the source of the hemp oil. And Veritas Farms owns its own farm. We operate, and not only do we own our own farm, but we make the product right there on the farm. So it literally goes from the ground, it goes about 20 feet to the extraction facility, and then we do our own cold ethanol extraction. From the extraction facility, it goes about another 20 feet to our manufacturing facility, and we 100% fully make that product right there on the farm. Equally as important is how many times we test that product before it hits the market. The Colorado Department of Agriculture comes out and tests it as a plant. They monitor some of our processes. We test it after extraction, we test it after formulation, and we test it when it goes into bottling. And we provide that last set of test results to all of our consumers right on our website. And again, that test result is correlated to the lot number right on the product.
Wow. Makes me feel good. Now, you're growing it in Colorado, but you're exporting it to other places where it's also legal. My goodness, the federal government must just love you on that. How do you do that?
Well, what we do is, you know, we look for states that have positive legislative framework. There's plenty of them now. We feel very comfortable selling in roughly 45 states. There's really only about 5 states left that we consider a stop sign, you know, a red light.
Where are they?
Well, North Dakota's one. I don't know if you know anyone there. You can make a phone call, but North Dakota has a long way to go.
They got a bunch of man camps up there. How come they're not giving them CBD to get them through the winter? My God.
Yeah, seriously.
My God. Okay, so we're not going to talk about the other 4 states because they make fun of them too.
Right.
Steve, another question.
Can you drive through those states with those products?
So you can. Now, you might have some local, you know, local Yahoo from a sheriff wanting to make some type of local headline. We actually saw that happen recently.
It happened in Orlando.
Yes, in Disney to a grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they frisked a grandma. They found her CBD oil. They threw her in the slammer. Yes. My gosh.
Now, to the great work that people like Nikki Fried have been doing.
Love you.
That is no longer an issue in Florida. Thank you, Nikki. You're amazing.
We love you, Nikki.
Yes. Fabulous.
Yes. Make sure you take care of all of us in the storm, honey. I know you're there with interfacing with FEMA. Not supposed to talk like that, though. I love you, Nikki.
Now, to expand on your question even more, really fascinatingly and almost unprovoked, the USDA came out about 3 weeks ago and issued an official policy statement that it is completely legal to do interstate commerce and interstate transport, even in states that have outlawed the crop. So we could drive one of our trucks through North Dakota going to another market, and it would be completely legal. And then to just add on to that, right after the USDA came out with that policy position, the TSA came out just a few days later and said it's legal to fly with your CBD oil.
Whew. Whew.
Yeah.
Whew.
Fly, plane, boats, trains.
Woo.
Yeah, it is. It's a game changer. Right?
Listen, Derek, we got to go. I promised Steve he'd be able to talk about property taxes, but he's still talking about CBD here. We got to get him talking about property tax. So can you come back? We'd love you. Thank you to the jewelry people. My gosh, thank you for pushing me so hard on this. I love this guy. Love this guy.
I would love to come back. You're a lot of fun. The show's been great. Thank you.
We're going to have a great time. We're going to stick with you. And now we're going to do something that all my friends in the real estate business are going to want to know about. We're going to talk about how they can save money, and they better hurry. We'll be talking about how you can save money on your real estate real fast right now with my good friend Steve Trepea. Right after this, I want to thank again Derek Thomas, the Derek Thomas, for coming in and talking to us about Veritas Farms and the myths of CBD oil. Wanda, rock the house! I love it. Stevie Wonder's first appearance on national TV playing Fingertips. I want to listen to the whole thing. I love that. That's like my favorite outtake of everything. You know who else I like, though? I like my friends at Warren Henry. Happy birthday, Larry. Courtney, high five on the beautiful child. And Larry and Courtney, God bless you on that. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That's complimentary service loaners for you. It's a dynamic wheel replacement and protection, rather. Key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. They'll give you 3 days to make sure you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, my beautiful wife, Vivian. Honey, I'll be home soon, I promise. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. You got it. Always Warren Henry.
If you're an adult, if you gain 10 pounds by trying to eat healthier, on Friday or Saturday night, you'd rather sleep than go out. College students look like they're 12 years old. You have a favorite spatula. And you're always annoyed. Congratulations. You're an adult.
On 880, The Biz.
All right. Hey, and if you're looking to do a real estate deal, I can help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Private loans, creative capital, institutional land sales, and just good ideas to help you get your deal done. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about... I got myself, didn't I?
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We've done 45 minutes on CBD, and we've got a phone call, and it's for Steve on property tax stuff. So, first of all, I want to introduce Steve Trepea of Paradigm Tax Group. He helps a lot of my clients reduce their tax bills. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Wanda, you got to turn his mic on.
Hello.
There you go.
Yeah,
All right. You got to lean in and you got to talk there, Steve.
I'm right here.
And thanks for participating in the earlier segment. We've got a caller for you, Steve.
All right.
Go ahead. Craig, is it Craig? Craig, welcome to the show, Craig.
I'm the tax attorney in New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
And I have a lot of clients looking to move to Florida. Steve, what are the best opportunities, best areas, and tell me your thoughts on the environment.
Well, the environment, like best areas to invest? I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah. What are the opportunities with property taxes?
There you go. So, Steve, the question is, where would somebody go if they're investing in South Florida? What's the property tax environment for them? Would that be it, Craig?
Yes, exactly.
Great. So somebody bought an investment property. They've got their tax bill. When would that come, Steve? And what's the timing on that?
Those are typically mailed out in the middle of August, and the taxpayer has 25 days from the mailing date to file a formal appeal at the local county VAB, which is the Value Adjustment Board. And
what are some of the properties right now that are being most overvalued, where you might have the best opportunity to help somebody adjust the value, and a cannabis or hemp farm is not able to be included?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say there's any specific asset class that is taxed a little more aggressively than the rest. What happens is, especially in South Florida, Broward, Miami-Dade counties, the county appraisers are overwhelmed with assessments. There's too many for them to appraise. So what they'll do is they will use a formula and they'll apply it across the board, and that puts the onus on the taxpayer to protest that value.
And so that's what we do in Florida almost on a regular basis because of the way that they're assessed, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, Craig, does that kind of help you out a little?
Perfectly. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling. All right. So, Steve, let's go back to the beginning, though. Tell us a little bit about your background. We've got a couple minutes. Tell us a little bit about how come you're able to do this.
Well, I got my start in the Chicago markets, where they reassess every 3 years up there. They're very aggressive, not like in Florida, where we have the non-homestead cap that protects the taxpayer from too large of an increase. I should probably focus in on that a little bit. The non-homestead tax is critical for your assessment not to be increased too much.
So let me ask you this. So you can do it for residential and commercial?
You can do it for residential. Yeah, definitely.
Because you were saying homestead. That's what I'm asking.
Right. Yes. The homestead is a 3% increase cap, and the non-homestead is a 10% cap.
So, Steve, before we forget later, because we don't have a lot of time, because we talked a lot about cannabis here, and you asked some good questions, how do people find you? How do they get a hold of you? How can you help them appeal their taxes?
Absolutely. Well, they can call us. They can send me an email at stropea@paradigmtax.com.
How do you spell tropea?
It's T-R-O-P-E-A. And, what we would do is we would look at their assessment and file the formal petition at the county. And
how do you determine if somebody's got a good case?
Generally, we're able to deduce who has a good case by running it through our database. We have a lot of clients with a lot of different types of properties. We can look at per square foot assessments, and if it is deviant from those values, we'll know right away. We can also look at the strata of per square foot assessments for certain neighborhoods and be able to ascertain whether there's an opportunity there or not. If the building next door was bought right at about the same time and it is assessed, $10 a square foot less, then we probably won't have as good of we would have a very good case to appeal that property.
So who's your best customer? Who's the person that calls you the most?
Wow. Our best customers are probably the large national portfolio owners that have thousands of parcels throughout the country and need a national organization like ours with people in all the different marketplaces that can... They can have a single point of contact that can manage their entire portfolio. We've got a great office here in Miami, but equally we have the same pedigree located in Chicago, Boston, California, go on and on and on.
Steve, I want to thank you so much for coming and bringing that information to us. And better than that, for asking the good questions on the cannabis stuff, especially the workplace ones, especially for a national firm. It's something that really does impact everybody. I want to thank Steve Tropea for being here today from Paradigm Tax Group. Again, you can go online and find Steve. I want to thank Derek Thomas, the VP of Product of Business Development for Veritas Farms. You better be coming back. That was some great stuff. I want to thank you, Wanda. But the person I want to thank most is you, my listener. I want to thank you for listening today. If it wasn't for you, well, I just wouldn't have a show. Thank our sponsors, Warren Henry, the NFL Alumni Association, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, and of course, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Thank you to Carlson Integrated for that. If you missed today's show, are we going to still get replayed on Tuesday, Wanda?
At 7.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So if you missed us, you can hear us again, or you can go to our website, freedombusiness.com, where we've got over 500 episodes. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Hey, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Florida's only business radio station.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
The Biz.
Is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Stocks rallied after China indicated it wouldn't immediately retaliate against the latest